2003, a monster with green skin walks slowly across the movie screen. It turns and looks into the camera, raising its eyebrows and smiling. Its expressions look very natural, just like a human being's. A cat with a hat and in boots fights with villains, showing off his splendid fencing skills. His actions are so real, and people can see the fine movements of his fur and muscles throughout the movie. His big, lovely eyes arouse sympathy for him. They are not actors in masks. They are the product of two advanced movie technologies: motion capture, which records body movements, and facial capture, which records facial expressions. The uses of motion capture body movements are easier to capture than facial expressions. Animators simply film actors performing a motion and draw the characters onto each individual frame of the movie. Another way is more complicated, yet more efficient. Animators put tiny markers all over the actors' bodies and record their movements using several cameras. Gollum, from the Lord of the Rings movie series, was the product of an early use of this technique. The actor provided Gollum's voice and filmed scenes with other actors while wearing a white suit, so that he could be digitally inserted later. Then he wore a dark suit with reflective balls on it to perform Gollum's movements. The location of the balls corresponded with the points on Gollum's body. The technique was very successful, and the visual effects team won an Oscar for their work. Still, there was room for improvement. It was hard to control Gollum's face. The actor's expressions were filmed to determine which muscles in his face were used, but the animators could only use this as a guide for animation. The development of facial capture. Facial expressions are much more difficult to capture than body movements because they are smaller and more subtle. The 2004 film The Polar Express was the first completely animated film to use both motion and facial captures. Actor Tom Hanks played six different roles in the film. 80 markers were attached to his body and 152 to his face. 8 cameras recorded his body movements, and 56 cameras recorded his face. After shooting, the visual effects team analyzed the actor's facial expressions. Then, they were retargeted onto the face of the animated character. The markers' positions helped to determine the positions of his facial muscles, and they were matched to the character's facial muscles. Although this system created technically sophisticated results, they were not very realistic. One major problem was that the actor's eye movements could not be captured. The director of The Polar Express, Robert Zemeckis, solved this problem in his next animated film, Beowulf, in 2007. In addition to the usual markers, electrodes were attached to each actor's face in order to sense the muscles that control eye movement. As a result, the eyes of the characters seemed more natural and realistic. The rise of performance capture. In 2009, James Cameron filmed the movie Avatar. Its plot centered on the Na'vi, aliens living on a moon called Pandora. In the story, the Na'vi and humans had to appear together on screen in many scenes. Cameron wanted to direct the film while the actors were moving around the set, just like in a live-action movie. This generated a huge challenge for the visual effects team. Steven Rosenbaum, one of the visual effects supervisors, said, "With Avatar, we transformed motion capture into performance capture. The actors performing as the Na'vi wore motion capture suits and their performances were filmed in a warehouse. Then, the actors wore special equipment which held a small camera in front of their faces. 52 dots were marked on key muscles of each actor's face so that the camera could trace their movements and capture their detailed facial expressions. The actor's body and facial movements could then be applied to their Na'vi characters, giving them realistic looks and expressions. Using the facial cameras saved time, as the visual effects team didn't have to wait to adapt the movements to facial expressions. Instead, they could see them together in a live preview, which included the animated alien characters and the computer-generated scenery. The actors saw each other running around the warehouse in motion capture suits. Cameron, however, watch them moving around in a virtual landscape. The future of the film industry. The sustained development of filmmaking technologies has already brought some incredible films to movie theaters throughout the world. However, it is hard to predict how the film industry will be transformed by new technologies in the future. Some experts speculate that they will create a new genre of film. Others even wonder about the possibility of bringing dead actors back to life on the screen. Whatever the future holds, It seems certain that viewers will be able to appreciate the dynamic and detailed movements of virtual characters thanks to the magic of movie technology. Supplementary reading: from nothing to realistic characters, animation is loved by people of all ages. It is fun to watch full-length animated movies, but it is also interesting to know how they are made. Once story ideas are chosen, the filmmakers write a text treatment. This is a short summary of the main idea. It usually has some basic ideas, but can still be changed. Next, the story artists draw storyboards of the scenes in the script. Storyboards look like a comic book. They are full of sketches, which are a guideline for the action and dialogue. The text treatments and storyboards are handed over to the art department, where designers create the characters using their creativity. They also design the background sets. Once the characters are fixed, they are created in detail. They can be either drawn by hand and scanned into a computer or sculpted in 3D. After that, the characters' bones and joints are controlled by a program to move them naturally. Then, the layout artists put the characters in the set. They try to find the most effective layout to show the story and emotions of the scene. The animators make the movements and facial expressions of the characters match each other. Their goal is to make the characters look as lifelike as possible. After the characters can move like living creatures, they need to get shaded. In this step, their specific colors and textures are determined and applied delicately. Finally, natural settings such as light and shadows are added, and voice actors record the scripts. After all that work, some special effects are added as a final touch, and a single perfect frame of film is produced.